Yesterday we spoke about two types of Eidos. We spoke about two types of Shtaros. I said that there's a third piece to the puzzle, and that's two types of Beis Din. Now, people know about Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, Eidos L'Bir HaDavar, about the fact that Eidei Kiddushin are fundamentally different, let's say, than Eidim about a loan of money, right? And people are familiar with the idea of a Shtar Kinyan and a... Of the two different types of shtaros. Why is my mind drawing a blank right now? Shtar Raya, right? Shtar Raya and a Shtar Kinyan. And sometimes a shtar is just there to bring proof, and sometimes a shtar is there to make the Kinyan happen. People are a little less aware, I would think, of the two types of Beis Din, that there could actually be two different types of Beis Din. So I just want to begin with that, and then we'll move on to other things. The first Mishnah, Maseches Sanhedrin, tells us that the first mission of Maseches Sanhedrin is a very long mission. I don't know if you ever learned Sanhedrin. It takes the whole Lamed Aleph, goes a little bit over top of the base, and it goes through, and it's the only mission in the first parak. It used to be that in all the Gemaras it was like that. It used to be that the way they would print the Gemaras was that you'd have the whole parak of Mishnayis and then all the Gemaras. But then when the Vilna Shas came out, they broke up the Mishnayis into Mishnayis, and not with the whole parak. But you get the impression that in a couple of places in Shas they just forgot to break it up, and they just kept it the way it was. You get that impression certainly with the first parak of Sanhedrin. There's no reason why it shouldn't be broken up into several Mishnayis, but it's just not. They must have forgotten to. So it's just a whole long Mishnah, and the whole Mishnah goes through all the different cases for which you need the different types of Batei Din.
I have a friend. He can fix it without wiping. He's coming in here in like 3 minutes.
It's all yours. I assume he could break through my code also. So
Oh, in 3 seconds.
Stomach. So, there are three types of Beis Din. There's a Beis Din of three judges. There's a Beis Din of, you know the other numbers?
Two judges. No. I know 70.
23. Right? And a Beis Din of 70/71, Machlokes Tanaim. Right? So, that's the Beis Din of 70/71, that's the Sanhedrin HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. Beis Din of 23 is any Beis Din that would be Mechayev Misa, that would be able to give Misa to somebody, deals with Dine Nefashos. Beis Din of 3 deals with Dine Mamonis types of issues. So the Mishnah goes through all the different things that you need a Beis Din of 3 for, all the different things you need a Beis Din of 23, all the different things you need a Beis Din of 71. Now, the Beis Din of 3 could be a Beis Din for Hora'ah, Dine Mamonis B'Shlosha, Gezeilus V'Chavolos for Shlosha. Their role is to give a Psak, which is very similar to being mevarer, right? To like a shtar raya, just like a shtar proves what happened, just like Eidos Lebirur Hadavar tells you what happened. The Beis Din's primary role usually is to be mevarer what the halacha is, to teach you what the halacha is. That the Beis Din themselves are mevarer hadavar, whether the person is chayiv or the person is pater from paying the money. They don't create the chiyuv. If I never paid you back alone and you had to take me to Beis Din, it's not Beis Din that makes me chayiv the money. I'm chayiv the money because I borrowed it and I never paid it back. Beis Din is simply mevarer that the chiyuv was there the whole time. They're just the mevarer the chiyuv. But then there are other things that are done by a Beis Din that would be more similar to L'Kiyum HaDavar, that are much more like Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, like Eidei Kiddushin would be, or like a Shtar Kinyan would be, like a Get would be. Where do you have that? Sometimes the Torah says that you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, and sometimes it's not good enough to aid it with Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. You need not just Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, you need a Beis Din L'Kiyum HaDavar. Where do you ever need a Beis Din L'Kiyum HaDavar? Couldn't break the code?
He doesn't want to backwire your computer, so no.
Should I do it?
Yeah, he doesn't want to backwire your
okay.
computer.
Okay, so... let me just close the grades. Yeah. There's no reason that you should change your grade. Okay. So,
mine is good enough that
sometimes you have a Beis Din le Bir HaDavar, and sometimes you need a Beis Din le Kiyum HaDavar. What's an example where the presence of a Beis Din not just clarifies whether a person is chayiv or pater or what the halach is, but actually makes something happen? There is a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We'll be doing in the Daf Yomi soon. That a ger needs, in order to do gerus, you need three people. You need three judges, because mishpat ksiv bei. It says mishpat when it comes to gerus, so you need three judges. L'chora, you don't need a Beis Din to be mevarer that he's a ger, that to be mevarer, that he's being mekabel mitzvahs, to be mevarer, to paskin, that he's getting a mila, that he's getting a tevila. The role of a beis din in gerus is a beis din l'kiyum adavar. That's one of the ingredients necessary. We often think of gerus as a process that involves three ingredients. What are the three ingredients of gerus? You need kabbalas mitzvos, you need a bris mila, and you need, what's the third ingredient we always think of? Tevila, exactly. You need to go to a mikvah. But in fact, there might be four ingredients to gerus, and that fourth ingredient might be beis din, and that's the role of beis din when it comes to gerus. Tosfos over there in Yevam Mustafa Memvav asked the kasha, how could it be that we would ever have gerus bizman hazeh? How could we ever have gerus bizman hazeh? We don't have a beis din of smucha. So you can never have a proper beis din. We can never have the proper mishpat. You need smicha. So Tosfos says, Tosfos gives an answer, shlichusayu avdina. When we function as a beis din, we're acting as the shluchim of the old batei din that used to have smicha. So it's as if the old batei din used to have smicha are involved in the gerus.
Why is beis din a fourth obligation or fourth necessary thing? You need beis din for each one of the three. There's no fourth. You need beis din for the tefillah.
But beis din is not there to tell you that there was a tefillah. You can see that there was a tefillah. We don't need beis din to paskin that there was a tefillah.
There was a kosher tefillah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not the role of beis din. Beis din is not there to paskin whether it was a kosher tevila or not. You don't need a beis din for that. Any rabbi could paskin whether it was a kosher tevila or not. You don't need beis din to paskin whether it was mekabel mitzvahs or not. Beis din is not paskining. They're not telling you what the halacha is. They're creating the gerus. It's like edus l'kiyum adavar. It's like when you have a couple that says, I gave her the guy says, I gave her the ring at Sarayah Mekadesh. She says, I received the ring. And we know it happened, and they're intelligent, and we know that for sure it happened. And you have many trustworthy women who tell us, and Gayim who tell us that they saw it happen, and relatives who tell us that they saw it happen. They're not married. Why are they not married? It's not that we don't know that it happened. We know that it happened. But you need edus l'kiyum adavar. That's the role of beis din in gerus, perhaps. That it's not there to tell us what happened. We know what happened. We know it's fine. But there's still not a ger until you have the beis din l'kiyum adavar to make it good. So Tosfos Maseches Yevama says this idea that the way we're able to do gerus bizman hazeh is being shlichus ayukavdinan. We're carrying out the shlichus of the earlier batei din. The Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Pechesam Beis Mechadesh that there's a din Torah bizman hazeh and dinei mamlis only because shlichus ayukavdinan. That any time we do any din Torah bizmanenu, it's only because there used to be once upon a time a beis din of smuchim, and we are acting as the shluchim of that beis din. Because normally for a beis din, you need people to have smicha. The Chidushei Aran at the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin explains how this shlichusayu kavdinon works, but that's the notion that Tosfos uses. Now, the Chiddush of Tosfos is that shlichusayu doesn't only work for dinei mamonos, it works for gerus as well. Right? That's what Tosfos adds. We already have the concept of Shlichusayu Kavdinon for Dinei Mamonos. That's why we're able to be don various types of Dinei Mamonos Bizman Hazeh. But Tosfos added that it also works for Gerus. However, that Chiddush of Tosfos is pretty amazing. Because it's one thing to say by Dinei Mamonos that we could say Shlichusayu Kavdinon because there is a concept by Dinei Mamonos called Hefker Bezin Hefker. So it's mistaver to say Shlichusayu Kavdinon because the mechanics of it could simply be that beis din can make whatever they want hefker anyway, so we could paskin whatever we want to paskin, and it's all governed by hefker beis din hefker. So we could say that whoever owes whoever whatever money. But how does that work by iser v'heter? How does that work when you're dealing with ritual law? When you're not dealing with money, there's no hefker beis din hefker on what's kosher, what's not kosher, on what's tame, what's tahar. So what does it mean, Hefker Bezin? How can we say Shlichusayu Kavdinon? So the Nesivus in Siman Aleph is Mochiach from this Tosos, that Shlichusayu has nothing to do with Hefker Bezin Hefker. Shlichusayu Kavdinon is a Musag Bifnei Atzmo. It is its own concept. It's an entirely different concept than Hefker Bezin Hefker. Let me explain. Tosos Maseches Kiddushin Daf Samach Bezin Beis raises the question, the same Kasha, how could we be mekabel gerim bizman hazeh? We don't have any smuchim. We don't have anyone who has smicha. And if you need a beis din, it's a fourth ingredient. You need a beis din. So how can we do it without a beis din of smuchim? So Tosfos quotes a chiddush of Rabbeinu Nesanel that it says in Bamidbar Perek Tzvav L'Doroseichem And but with regard to Gerim, so we see that we're allowed to be Mekabel Gerim b'chol dar v'dar. And even though there are going to be generations where there are no smuchim, so we're not going to be able to have a Beis Din that meets the qualifications of having smicha, but shteit in pasuk, l'dar oseichem. So the dar oseichem teaches us b'chol dar v'dar that you can have a Beis Din. That's what the Rabbeinu Nisanel suggests, that it's a chiddush in the pasuk that you're always going to be able to have gerim, even when you have smicha. Pasuk tells us you can always have gerim. The Gemara in Krisus and Daf Tes is mechadish that Kabbalah Satorah was a process of gerus for Klal Yisrael, and there are lots and lots of halachas that we learn out about gerus from the experience Klal Yisrael had at Kabbalah Satorah. And the Gemara says that part of the process of gerus is you need a karban for gerus. Asks the Gemara, I mean, there's a fifth thing you need for gerus. It's not just Kabbalah Mitzvos, not just Mila, not just Tevila, not even just Beis Din. There's a need for a karban, a gerus. So the Gemara itself raises the question. No, what's the question going to be? If you need a karban to be a kosher ger, how is anyone Megayir Bisman Hazeh? We don't have any karbanos. The Gemara asks the kasha. Gemara says, Shteit in Pasuk, L'doro Seichem. You're always able to have gerim in every generation, B'chol Dor V'dor. So if it says in Pasuk, L'doro Seichem, must be that it's possible even without a karban. Right, that's the concept of the Dorsai. Rabbeinu Nisanel extends that to the din of Beis Din as well. That even without a Beis Din, Rabbeinu Nisanel says, L'dor Seichem. So you don't have a Beis Din Smuchim, but L'dor Seichem tells you that you're allowed to do it. The Ritva and Yivamas and Memvav discusses, what about Pizman Shabbat Shemim Shayakayim? Is the carbon ma'akev? Do we say that since it says L'dor Seichem, you can have Gerus Pizman Hazeh when we don't have carbonos? So maybe even then you didn't really need a carbon. Or do you say, no, when you have the opportunity to bring a carbon, you have the possibility of bringing a carbon, then the carbon's ma'akev. Otherwise, the carbon's not going to be ma'akev. Okay, that's the discussion of the Ritva. The Rashba over there in Yevamos also asks the Kasha, how could we be mekabel gerus b'zman hazeh? So, no, again, how many answers do we have so far to how could we be mekabel gerus b'zman hazeh without a Beis Din? We don't have a Beis Din smuchim. So we had number one, we had the Taisvus in Yevamos, where Tos said, Shlichu Sayu Kavdinan. Number two, we had the Taisvus in Mesechus Kedushin from Rabbeinu Nisanel that said what? That it's L'dor Oseichem. Pasuk L'dor Oseichem, they're always allowed to be mekabel gerim b'chol dor v'dor. Zuck the Rashba. The Rashba asks the same kasha. Says the Rashba, it can't be midin shlichusayu because how could be matir a ger to a bas Yisrael based on shlichusayu? He says it can't be that we would rely on shlichusayu to be matir and nisir. You're going to take someone who really should be a guy and say, oh, because I'm doing the shlichus of some previous Beis Din, he's not a guy, now he can marry a Jewish girl? No, he says it has to be that there's no din of smuchim for gerus. You don't need a Beis Din of smuchim. It's good enough to have gimel hadyotos, to have three hadyotos, three regular people function as the Beis Din. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, l'chora, that's also the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam in Yisuri Bia, Perikud Gimel Halacha Vav, Shteit in Rambam, Sarich Litbol Bifnei Shlosha, says the Rambam. You need to do a tevila in front of a Beis Din, in front of three people. The Rambam does not quote at all Bifnei Shlosha Smuchim. He just says Bifnei Shlosha. So says the Rashba and the Rambam also. A third approach. Why is it that we're allowed to have Gerim Bizman Hazeh? If after all we don't have any Smuchim, where's our Beis Din? Says the Rashba and the Rambam, Beis Din over here in this context does not mean a Beis Din Shel Smuchim. It just means a Beis Din of any three adiotos, any three regular people. You don't need Meikra Din Smuchim. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What are the Rashba, on the one hand, versus Tosfos / Rabbeinu Nisanel, on the other hand, arguing about? Why is it that Tosfos and Rabbeinu Nisanel assume we do need Smuchim? Elamai, we're doing the Shlichus. Elamai, it's the Dorosim. But really, Beis Din means a Beis Din of Smuchim. Whereas the Rambam and the Rashba say, no, you don't need smuchim. What are they arguing about? Why yes smuchim, why no smuchim? Says Rav Soloveitchik, l'chora they're arguing whether the din of smicha, the din that a Beis Din needs smicha, why does a Beis Din need smicha? Why does a Beis Din need smicha? Does a Beis Din need smicha because you're not allowed to paskin without smicha? Or does a Beis Din need smicha because you're not called a Beis Din without smicha? Nafkamina would be if you're only a Beis Din of Gerim. Because a Beis Din of Gerim needs to be called a Beis Din, but what don't they need to do? A Beis Din for Gerus does not need to paskin. They only need to be called a Beis Din. If you hold that smicha is necessary to even be called a Beis Din, so then if you're going to be a Beis Din for Gerus, you need to have smicha. And that's what the Bali Atosos understood. But if you hold that the purpose of smicha is not to be called a Beis Din, you have a shame Beis Din even if you don't have smicha. The purpose of smicha is to be able to be mora hara'a, is to be able to give the psak that a Beis Din is able to give a psak with the koach of a Beis Din, of a psak of a Beis Din. Well then by Geirus, that's totally unnecessary. Because by Geirus, there is no psak. By Geirus, all you need is the presence of a Beis Din. They're not paskinning anything. We know what tevila looks like. We know what kabbalas mitzvahs looks like. We know what mila looks like. You don't need a psak of a Beis Din. So mele, if you don't need a psak of a Beis Din, then you don't need musmachin. So that's l'chara, says Rav Soloveitchik, a gevaldik chiddush. That's the beautiful idea. That's l'chara, the machlokas, between the Rashba and the Rambam, on the one hand, the Rashba, Yivamus, Mevavim, Beis, the Rambam, Yisur, Bir, Perakit, Gimel, Lachavav, versus Tosvos, in Maseches Yevamos Mevavim Beis and Tosfos in Kiddushin Samach Beis Amud Beis on the other hand, and that underscores the idea of the two types of Beis Din. Beis Din for Hora'a is a Beis Din that's there to paskin, to be mevarer what's true, what's not true, versus a Beis Din that's l'kiyum adavar. A Beis Din that you need their presence in order to make something happen, in order to create a certain chalos, in order to make gerim, in order to make someone a ger. Can you get me Gemara Sanhedrin for a second? I'll show you something else. Yeah, you have a question? The chakira about... Yeah, there are two possibilities of what a Beis Din is for, two roles that a Beis Din can play. One role of Beis Din is to paskin, to let us know what the halach is. I never paid back my loan of $500. Why do I owe the money? Because I never paid it back. Not because Beis Din told me I owe the money. It's because I never paid it back. But when Beis Din tells me, but Beis Din has to be mevarer that halacha. Beis Din just tells me, you should know, as I state in halacha, you have to pay it back. Or sometimes Beis Din's not paskening anything. Beis Din on a Gerus isn't paskening anything. What's Beis Din on a Gerus doing? Their presence makes it that it's a kosher Gerus. You could do the Mila, Tevila, Kabbalas Mitzvahs, everything. If there's no Beis Din there, it's not a Geirus. That's how I would say a Beis Din L'kiyum Adavar. And it's like Eidus L'kiyum Adavar. It's just like the Eidei Kiddushin. Without Eidim present, there is no Kiddushin. It's just the whole thing doesn't work. The whole thing doesn't count as a Kiddushin. So that's he found it. Okay. So if you actually take a look at the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin, at the Mishnah, in the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin, you'll find that some of the things that the Mishnah lists, specifically when it comes to the Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'Echad, to the Sanhedrin of 71 judges, you'll find that some of these things have nothing to do with the Pesach Halach.
I don't know if this is works or not, but a sex deka in the union of smicha, meaning a suffix whether or not there's smicha in the mouth. Is there suffix where there's smicha or there's shrimp?
No, there's nothing else.
Oh, fine. Yeah. I thought we mentioned there was a suffix.
There was a machlokas at one point about 500 years ago where they brought back smicha, because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Masech Sanhedrin asks a very good kasha. The Rambam says that before Tchiyas HaMesim, we're going to have to build the Beis HaMikdash. And in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, you need a Sanhedrin. In order to have people that serve in the Sanhedrin, you need Musmachim. Right? So you're only able to build the Beis HaMikdash if you have people of Smicha. So I asked the Rambam, what's the end game? Thank you very much. How are we going to be able to ever rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? We're not going to, if we don't have Smicha, if we don't reinstitute Smicha. So says the Rambam, the way to do it is, we have to reinstitute Smicha. How are we going to reinstitute Smicha? We don't have any musmachim. So the Rambam says, if you get all the rabbis in the world to agree that somebody should get smicha, even if none of them have smicha, they can give smicha to somebody. So they tried that about 500 years ago. They gave several people smicha, the Beis Yosef, the Al-Sheikh, others got smicha, but it didn't, it lasted a few generations and it died out. But at that point, when they did it, there were those who said, wait a second, not every rabbi in the world approved. The rabbis of Yerushalayim didn't approve. So it was a whole big smicha controversy at that time. And nowadays, there's no suffix anymore.
Next time you want to download something,
ask you first.
FileHippo. No. FileHippo.com. It has all the updates that are out there, and it's a trusted site.
Okay. Shkayach, thank you.
But back then, would there have been a possible site of smicha slash smicha slash, well, why am I blanking?
You want to say whether you need smicha for...
And whether smicha is chayim bisman of the family.
Right. But this isn't a suffix. Rav Salvi is saying it's machlokas. Machlokas is what the din of smicha is on a beis din. It's a din of smicha on a beis din, a din in their function as being mora hura'a, as paskening. Or is smicha a function of just even being called a beis din in the first place? If you look carefully at that Mishnah where it talks about what the Sanhedrin HaGadol is necessary for, what you need a beis din of 71 judges for, oh boy, it's late already. We started late. The Mishnah says, Ein danin lois hashevet lois navi hasheker lois kohen gadol al pi beis din shem vechad. For cases that involve either very important people or very large numbers of people, you need the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'achad. So if, let's say, a Kohen Gadol does something wrong and someone wants to, and they need to punish him, you can't just bring him to any regular Beis Din. He's got to be brought to the Sanhedrin Gadol. Now, what role is Beis Din playing over there, the Sanhedrin Gadol playing over there? Are they paskening or are they just being? What are they doing when the Kohen Gadol commits a crime? They're paskening. They're paskening the same way they were paskening on a regular guy in a Beis Din of three. You just need the bigger Beis Din to pasken. So that's fine. Now this gets a little more iffy. You can only go out to Melchemes HaRashus if you have the approval of the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'achad. Why? Are they paskening? It's a psak halacha whether you could fight a Melchama? It's a political decision, l'chara. So l'chara, what that is that in order to fight a Melchama, you're risking people's lives, like you're saying, sakanas l'fashas. And in order to do that, you need Klal Yisrael to approve of it. What does it mean you need Klal Yisrael to approve of it? You're going to take a poll and try to get unanimity in Klal Yisrael? Good luck. Now, sometimes the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'achad doesn't paskin. They represent the das of all of Klal Yisrael. They represent, they're the representatives, the body of rabbis that represents Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they have the right to make a call. Not psak halacha. It's a din of being Sanhedrin. But only Sanhedrin Gadol could do that. So you see, even with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and there are other examples that the Mishnah goes on to say, Ein Mosif Nali Irva La Azaros El Pivez Hashem Mechad. They want to expand Yerushalayim, Kedushas Yerushalayim. So it's Psak Halacha, whether that extra land that they're going to add to the old city, that they're going to add to expand Yerushalayim, Psak Halacha, whether it has Kedusha, it's not Psak Halacha. They're expanding the Kedusha. How can we expand the Kedusha? Only with the Das of Klal Yisrael. Who gets to choose what the Das of Klal Yisrael is? Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'achad. So it's a different function. It's not that they're paskening halacha. So the idea that a Sanhedrin is not always there, just in their role as judiciaries, as people who are going to paskin, who are going to clarify for us what the halacha is, that's clear, that's obvious in the Mishnah. The chiddush that we're saying now is that it doesn't only apply to the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'achad, that sometimes even a Beis Din Shal Shlosha can function in a role of non-judiciary role. Like the Beis Din for Geirus. They're not paskening anything, they're not being mevar or anything. You just need them there in order for Geirus to happen. And maybe that's the machlokas, what smicha does. Does smicha give them the shame Beis Din, or does smicha allow them to be mora hara'a? And that's maybe the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam on the one side versus the Balei Atosos, Rabbeinu Nesanel, on the other side. I wanted to start something new today, but we're not going to have time. So I guess we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, Rav Shechter also has a beautiful piece on this Eidus Lukiyim Adavar issue, and we'll be a one day sugya. We'll do that tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem. Thursday, I'm not yet sure if I'm saying Shir or Rabbi Levin is saying Shir. Stay tuned for details. Okay.